Next item is discussion and possible action on Williamson County Rail water line contract presented by David Collinsworth, Regional Business Development Manager, Central Basin. Mr. Collinsworth?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, these resolutions have a lot of moving parts. And throughout the last year, staff has come to the board and informed you on a few different things. And what we're trying to do is really put closure to some activities that are going to financially benefit the BRA pretty handsomely. There's really two main parts that I want to tell you about. First of all, when we came to the board about 6 or 8 months ago and started talking about Bell House Water and how we use system ops, how we use Lake Belton and Lake Steelhouse to send additional water through the Williamson County Rail water line into Williamson County. When we took that to the public, there was quite a kudos to the DRA because that gave the customers in Williamson County options to get into a contract for less expensive water. They had some more predictability on their future financially and not having to deal with the LCRAs and net loss conditions. But really what that triggered for them also was when they buy that water out of Steelhouse, it requires them to buy additional capacity in the existing raw water line. Now today, the raw water line is divided into these different capacities amongst the different five customers. But it's paid for 100%. However, there is not enough water under contract to fully utilize that pipeline, and activity that we're going through is going to help to do. So for customers to buy more water in Williamson County and move it through that pipeline, we have to amend those contracts. And it basically just adjusts the percentage of ownership in the pipeline. However, 100% of the pipeline continues to be covered by those five existing customers.
If I could ask a question.
Sure.
You have five at the present moment.
That's right.
That the ownership is evenly divided. You have 20-20-20-20-20.
No, sir.
No, I said, okay.
Right.
And you're saying, okay, if the sixth guy comes along that wants his share too, you're going to rewrite so it's 16 2/3 all the way across.
Well,
they're evenly divided.
No, sir. That's really not. The pipeline is divided up into capacities based on how much water each individual customer owns.
So I'm making the assumption they all take the same amount.
No, if under your assumption they all took the same amount, that would be
correct. 16 2/3 across.
That's right.
Your plan is to spread the cost over all customers, not just one or two. It's not the five.
No, sir. No, let me explain. There's a pipeline, and each of the five customers own water. Round Rock has enough water under contract that it requires them to pay for 44% of the debt of the pipeline. And on down to where Jonas Best Utility District owns, they have enough water under contract that they only pay for 5% of the pipeline. So all of those customers pay for a percentage of the debt service and the O&M of the pipeline, but it's based on the amount of water that they have contracted in the reservoir.
That adds up to 100%.
And that adds up to 100%, yes, sir.
So after you add somebody, they're still going to add up to 100%.
Absolutely.
That's my question.
It will still cover 100% of the debt from those five customers. Exactly.
So it'll actually be a reduction to Round Rock into the others.
That's exactly right. Yeah, if you don't buy more water and you don't need more capacity in the pipeline, then your monthly debt share and your percent ownership in the pipeline will be decreased. However, your ability to move the amount of water that you have currently under contract will not be increased at all. So, and that leads me to my next point. My next point is, because we offered that water into Williamson County and the city of Round Rock chose to go west for additional water into Lake Travis, there's some issues in dealing with the LCRA water and the equity buy-ins of the pipeline. So what we're also looking for is for the approval for the general manager CEO to go in and deal with that additional LCRA water. Now the plan is since we've provided additional water to Georgetown and Chisholm, and those are the two major customers that want to buy this Bell House water, they've expressed interest in giving back 100% of their LCRA water. So the transaction would be that the BRA would accept that water back. The city of Round Rock has expressed interest in it. We would therefore set up to them under some different terms that I'll mention in just a moment. And then any of the remaining LCRA water, instead of the BRA sitting on that and in paying the LCRA water for water that we have no vision for right now because of our groundwater plans. Our plan would be to turn that back to the LCRA. What we've done in the past, because when the whole Alliance Water concept was created, supposedly there wasn't additional BRA water available. The BRA subsidized that water for those customers. When Georgetown and Chisholm give us back that water and then we sell it to Round Rock, we're not going to subsidize that water any longer because we have additional, and we've discussed this with you in the past as well. Are there any questions?
Does that savings a year to the BRA?
It does. I've actually got some numbers in the packet. The actual savings for some of the subsidy is going to be in the term of about $120,000, $124,000 per year. But the selling of additional water in the Bell County, Williamson County, and then the savings from the subsidy of the Alliance Water will be a revenue to the BRA of about $1.9 million a year. So it'll be a good source of new revenue.
And that's over and above the expense on the Alliance Water?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Does that put us out of the subsidy business, or do we still have customers that we will be subsidized?
There's still a small portion of the Alliance Water that Round Rock has had under contract and will have under contract for some time that we will subsidize. But now the majority of Round Rock's water will not be subsidized, and by far the majority of the LCRA water will be subsidized. But there's still that small chunk, I don't know if that's a water term, small allotment of water that Round Rock's had under contract for some time that will still be subsidized.
We will make the assumption it's frozen.
Yes, sir.
Small chunk.
There's no more questions. I'll read the resolution.
Please.
Be it further resolved that the Asset Management Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and execute amendments to the Williamson County Raw Water Line contracts to facilitate the sale of additional system water into Williamson County, and be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to reassign any Alliance water returned by current customers to other Williamson County customers, or to return any amount of the water remaining unsold to the Lower Colorado River Authority.
I would entertain a motion to adopt the resolution. The record here, seconded by Director Pena. Would you please poll the committee?
Chairman Moore?
Yes.
Director Lund?
Yes.
Director Pluitt?
Yes.
Director Peter?
Yes.
Director Lawrence?
Yes.
Director Pena?
Yes.
Director Dion?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.